The Osgood Files, sponsored by new Barbasol razors with close shave technology. You're looking good, America. You're shaving with Barbasol. This is Dave Ross from the Dell Studios on the CBS Radio Network. While we all wait for the thrilling conclusion of our national healthcare scrimmage, a new medical school in Connecticut is taking a novel approach. It's training more family doctors. More after this from Charlie. America is staring at a huge shortage of primary care physicians, what we used to call family doctors. So 7 years ago, Quinnipiac University started a new medical school to fix that. And CBS's Kenneth Craig met one of the first graduates.
They're monitoring your heart rate.
Dr. Caitlin Norman just started her internal medicine residency at Waterbury Hospital in Connecticut.
The work you do has such consequences for people and their lives and their health.
And you see that every day here.
All the time.
The school's dean, Dr. Bruce Keppen, says primary care applicants are put at the top of the admissions list.
Primary care physician is your navigator through the healthcare system. They can refer you to specialists, but they're the one who knows you the best.
Congress can knock itself out figuring out how to pay for healthcare, but if there aren't enough family doctors to go around, the founding fathers themselves couldn't conjure up a healthcare system magical enough to get everybody the care they need. The trouble is that primary care doesn't pay a lot.
If you're graduating from medical school with several hundred thousand dollars in debt, you may choose subspecialty where your earning potential is greater.
So the school is trying to recruit students like Caitlin with a passion for working in primary care despite the low pay. Of course, passion or not, they'll have to pay off their loans. And even at Quinnipiac, the website says tuition, fees, and housing will total $80,000 a year. But of the 58 graduates this year, 34 of them will become primary care physicians.
If you're able to control their pain, it's equally beautiful and rewarding.
Including Caitlin. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.